Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We got 25 more minutes of edumacation coming up. I'm going full on George W. Bush right here.
I'm liking it.
Edumacation.
Do I have to have a trivia question ready or something?
What'd you say, Ray?
How do you spell edumacation?
You know what? What is your whatever your truth is, Ray?
That's right. That's right.
There are no rules.
There are no rules.
Rules of grammar. Grammar.
Steve Jordahl.
Hey.
Steve Paisley Jordahl, rocking the Paisley on this Monday morning.
I am. I'm here. Paisley
yeah.
and all.
Yeah.
And that's some nice colors there. I like that. The black and yellow, kind of gold.
Yeah.
It's got kind of a Las Vegas 70s lounge look.
It kind of does.
You're getting ready to see Elvis.
Lounge lizard.
You never know.
Baby.
Were you a lounge lizard?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think you were.
I know what you're talking about. I was completely unsuccessful when it came to women until my wife said
I'll rescue
she would
you.
go out with me.
Right.
Pity the fool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What's your first story, Steve?
I think I'd like to talk a little bit about this. You may have seen over the weekend, President Biden was at the Air Force Academy doing his. He rotates. The presidents rotate the academies, and his time was up at the Air Force Academy for the graduation ceremony, for their graduation ceremony. And he took a tumble on stage. He tripped over a sandbag, which the sandbag was there, and he did trip. But, I mean, he went down, and he went down hard. And so now there's been a debate in the media about whether or not this is important. You know, some people are saying, everybody trips, you know. Some people are saying, you know, he couldn't get up by himself. He had to have help getting up. He's 80-something, so, you know, I don't know. I guess the question, one of the things, though, that I think is kind of, I don't know if it's, you call it ironic, but words come back to bite you. I want to hear you to hear a little bit about what Joe Biden said in 2020 during the campaign. President Trump was his turn at the Air Force Academy, and there was a ramp that went down from the stage down to the ground. He took very small steps, holding on to the side. And he got mocked for it.
Right.
By Joe Biden. Listen to cut five.
A step or two. What's your response to that?
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps. Okay? Come on.
That's karma right there, people.
Right? Ooh. That did not age well, as they say.
I like the punch, D. Age well.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Listen, he fell down. We all fall down. I don't make anything of it. And if he starts falling down every day, but he slipped down, he's 80, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I fall he's down 80. Sometimes. I'm 60.
Right.
So it's no big deal to me. Now, unless you're going to make fun of somebody else and it comes back to bite you, which is your point right here, I think more importantly is his cognitive decline, which is becoming more obvious daily. Not his physical. He looked to me like he's in pretty good shape physically. I'm talking about Biden. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not obese. He shuffles around, but that's what old people do.
Right.
They start shuffling around. And so I think the Democrats are really worried about him because of his cognitive decline. It's becoming more obvious. Does he have officially have dementia or not? I don't know that we know that. There's been no doctor's report on that, but the Democrats got problems with him as their candidate because, I mean, if he has to bow out, then you're left with Vice President Harris. Well, she's a worse candidate than he is as far as with the American public right now. So he was making fun of Trump. And it came back now.
Yeah.
He's falling down. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Anything I add or take away?
Hey, Ray, as an older person, how's an old man?
How did you process this? Very slowly. Nothing processes very fast anymore, Ed. But in the president's defense, there was a sandbag or something.
It
you
was.
Can see what he slipped over, and I kind of wonder what that was doing there in the first place. The thing is, you get to be 65, 70, which is what I am, and I find myself, Ed, being careful when I get up.
Yeah.
Being careful. It's easier
to lose your balance.
Yeah. Much easier to lose
your
balance.
Or to trip on something.
And that was a bad fall. And you could see he tried once to get up, and they had to sort of lift him back up. The whole thing was – I agree with you, Tim. I don't think we should make much of it other than it just reinforces the notion that he is very old. He's the oldest president we've ever had. And one fears that we're going to see more falls, more trips. And certainly we're going to see more mental gaffes, because those are happening now almost every time he opens his mouth.
Well, and I will say this of concern, and Tim raises this in terms of the Democrats. And, you know, it's 2023. We've got like roughly a year and a half, not quite a year and a half, till the November 2024 election.
Which will seem like 10.
Which will. Right. So he will be close to 82 if he's not already, he won't already have hit 82. And then you're looking at 4 years of serving a second term, 86. To me, that's what a lot of people are going to have to process is, okay, I agree with what everyone was saying. I don't want to make fun of an older person who falls. That's not the point. Okay. The point is, can he be president for a second term? And if you're a Democrat, you got to have serious concerns about whether he can fulfill that.
Well, there's another fella running for president who's not far behind him.
That's true.
Former President Trump will be 77 this month sometime.
Yeah.
So he's no spring chicken.
No, that's right.
Himself. So, you know, do you think 20 years from now we're going to be talking about 95-year-olds running for president?
Well, how many years from now?
Well, because life expectancy. I'm just saying life expectancy.
Yeah, but how many years are you talking about? Because I'm not sure how many I've got left.
Might be pushing it.
I get your right, point. Right. You won't be talking about it. What you're saying is,
I hope I'm in the presence of Jesus.
Right, right. Amen.
And it won't be talking
I'm just
about
saying people are living longer, you know.
Right.
Life expectancy is longer. And
that pill they're going to wind up coming out with at some
which
point.
Which pill's that?
That pill that reverses aging.
We need another pill. Oh, that reverses right. aging.
Good.
Well, they talk about the possibility of.
Send me a case, please.
Yeah. So anyway, the Democrats are in a predicament there with Biden. They got to go with him.
Thank goodness they got Kamala Harris in the wings, huh?
I already commented on that.
Waiting in the wings.
Did you see on Drudge Report this morning, because he has links to all these articles, and he links to one article saying that some of the Democrats want not Michelle Obama, but they want him to replace. Yeah, well, put Barack in as vice president.
I don't think that's legal.
I think it. What he's making the argument that it is, and the argument he's saying is that the Constitution says you cannot run for president after you've served.
It's the Constitution. It's the amendment to the Constitution.
It's the Constitution. I was concluding.
Who's saying this?
I don't know.
Whoever
here.
I don't. I don't think I don't think you can serve more than one.
No, they say that the key phrase is that you can't run as an elected. Okay. Elected
well, you
office.
Can't win if you don't run.
Well, no. If you win, you haven't run for president. It doesn't say you can't run for vice president.
Is the theory that Barack Obama would run as vice president and then Joe would step down and Barack would effectively have a third term? Is that the kind of argument?
I don't know. They say that would be leaked. They say that whoever they are.
They say, right.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't think that's constitutional. That's my view. I don't think, but I see what you're saying, Steve, here with this article, but, and I don't think you know, people have said, well, Michelle Obama, she'll step in, save the day for the Democrats, right?
That's not going to
happen. That's not going to happen.
From your mouth to God.
This says no person, this is this 22nd Amendment, no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president. Well, it does say shall be elected to the office of the president more than once.
Yeah.
Now, that I had never paid that attention. I don't know whether you could run as vice president.
Yeah, you do.
Because you could, you're saying that if he ran for Congress, I'm talking about Barack Obama.
That would be legal.
And then, no, I know. Hang on. This is like talking with my wife. Just let me finish.
Or Tim.
Let me finish.
Or Tim. Even though he won't say that polite company.
And he became Speaker of the House.
Okay.
He would be eligible to become president in the event that both the president and the vice president step down. So I don't know. That may technically, according to what Steve said and what I'm reading here, that may technically be
Michelle true. Obama is not going to be, she's not going to step into this because she is enjoying the good life. They got homes in Hawaii she's building and Cape Cod or wherever they are, Martha's Vineyard, and she's vacationing in Europe with George Clooney. I mean.
Now, you know, we have a lunch riding on this. It's not an official bet.
Right.
We don't gamble. But I said I think she could be drafted at the convention, and you said if they do that with Michelle Obama, I'll buy your lunch.
I'll buy your lunch.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, that scares me.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if Michelle Obama, what she could do, and I've said this before, what you might do is this, where I might have to buy you lunch.
Yeah.
Michelle Biden steps down and says, I'm retiring. They write Kamala Harris, Kamala. I'm sorry, people. I can't.
Kamala.
I'm frustrated with myself. Okay. Too much sun. Kamala, like communist, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
They write her a big check. I'm talking about the Democratic Party write her a big check for like $10 million and say, will you take this to step aside? Okay. And then Michelle Obama runs.
Or gets drafted at the convention.
Michelle Obama or whatever. Okay. But she's the candidate with the, and she gets to pick her VP.
Right.
This would make a great novel,
yeah,
by the way. Political novel. So she gets to pick her VP. She picks a VP. That VP is really the president. Because what Michelle Obama does, she gets inaugurated on January the whatever. And then she steps down the next day. And then the vice president becomes the president. And that's the way the Democrats, in a very long and complicated way, could avoid what might
be. That sound like a John Grisham novel, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, what would be wrong with that idea?
Well, no, I would still get a lunch, so it doesn't matter to me.
Duly noted.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
I'm all for the.
All right, Steve, next story.
All right. Hey, I want to play some audio of a kids choir that was at the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol. They were singing in the Statuary Hall.
When was this?
This was over the weekend. Let me see. I might have a date for you.
Friday, wasn't it?
I think it was
Friday. Saturday.
Anyway, they were singing the national anthem. They got through the first verse. They got to the second verse, and a guy walks up to them, Capitol police officer, whispers something in the director's ear. He stops the performance, and it's over.
Was this inside or outside?
Inside. Now, there's two different stories. There's what the director says he was told, and then there's what the Capitol Police say happened. Everybody agrees it was a misunderstanding. You do need to have permission to perform in the Capitol. They had permission from three different sources. The Capitol Police didn't know it, so they stopped him. And they shouldn't have. But what the director
said. Well, they should have if they didn't have permission.
But they did have permission from both of their congressmen.
Well, it was an honest mistake then.
Well, it was, except if you listen to what the director says that he was told.
Okay, you have some audio to play, right? Because I do have an opinion on this.
All right, well,
and probably Ray does too.
Let's go ahead and hear the audio.
That's pretty good work.
It is. That is the Rushing Brook Children's Choir from Greenville, South Carolina.
Now, let me just ask you a question, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they got permission from members of Congress from their own state, right?
They did.
But,
and McCarthy's office.
Okay. So my question is, do you also have to let – there's some group that runs the Capitol grounds. Mm-hmm. Do you have to have permission from them?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would say this. I've been in the Capitol 50 times or more, 100. I don't know how many times. Yeah. I've been in the U.S. Capitol with tourists.
Yeah.
You can't just let everybody start singing.
Right.
With choirs everywhere, it would be out of control.
Right.
You have to, because then the other tourists wouldn't be able to enjoy the experience, right? So I understand you have to have permission and decorum, and you have to have order. But I think this sounds like to me what conservatives immediately, because we've been burned on this kind of stuff so many times, you just go, all right, they're being shut down because they're a conservative kids who want to sing the national anthem. But if another group of choir wanted to come and sing some kind of, tribute to Karl Marx, then that's all good.
Right.
That's what we start thinking, right? Because
we've
seen so many conspiracy theories come true.
Yeah.
But I would say this. So you've got to have, you can't just let everybody, but if they had permission, I think the Capitol Police would not have shut them down based on politics.
This is what the director, his name is
what director,
David
what?
Rosbeck, the director of the children's choir. The Capitol officer came up and spoke to him while he was directing that choir. That's
okay,
why he stopped. He says the Capitol police officer said to him, the national anthem is a protest song and people might be offended.
Well, now that's different.
What he says. Now, the Capitol police does not confirm that. They don't say it didn't happen that way, but they say we can't confirm.
Well, that should be easily verifiable.
It should be.
Now you need this guy. I've seen this. Is this guy been, this director? Has he been out? He said that publicly. What you did? Where'd you get that article? Well, that's what then we'd be.
That's a horse of a different color.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
to your point, while you're looking for that, Steve, and then Ray, we'll let you jump in here too. But, if you can't. You can't simply, to me, you can't simply say my congressman said I could, because what if four different congressmen said there, a choir could at the same time? You got to have some centralized office that would say, okay, well, you can't at that time, but you can 15 minutes
later. You're
at
11, you're at 11:30.
Yes, you got to have some sort of order. But, Ray, if what this choir director said is true, then it is suppression of political speech based on viewpoint that is blatantly unconstitutional.
Well, number one, and it's not a small point. This choir is very good.
Right.
That's not an easy place to sing, and they're very good. And I'm making that point because I've seen the pictures. They're lined up. They're obviously – this is not like we got 10 people from a crowd and we started singing.
Right.
They obviously – were set up, they were planned.
They were rehearsed.
They were rehearsed. And I don't know if you guys caught it. They were not singing what we call the first verse of the national anthem.
They had already performed that.
That's right. They were on what, the second verse or the third? Which is rarely performed in public. But it is the second verse of the Star Spangled Banner that that was written. So that tells me that the performance, it's not like whoever the officer was, it's not like he stepped in there 10 seconds into the performance and stopped it. He waited until the less familiar second verse was being sung, which at least in my mind leads me to believe that the conductor is telling the truth, that's exactly what was said to him, which is suppression of speech.
Can we follow up on this tomorrow? And,
sure.
Because we should have some truth.
I'll see if they further the story. We'll check with the Capitol Police.
Or we can play this video from this choir director, maybe tomorrow.
Is he speaking?
Yeah, he's on his own Twitter with an interview.
All right.
I can't. I've got a blank piece of paper here.
I'll bring that
you
in.
Can't click through?
I'll bring that
can't
in.
Can't click through, but if he's saying we were shut, that's a scandal.
Yes.
If he's saying our children's choir was shut down because we had a left wing Capitol policeman who didn't like the national anthem, that's a big deal right there. You know, that's what happened. What was it? A few months ago, was it January when they had the pro life rally in Washington D.C. and the kids from North Carolina or South Carolina, I think, who were there for the pro life rally, the annual pro life March for Life, and they went into the Space and Air Museum. Mm-hmm. Smithsonian,
and they made them remove their hats.
They told them they had to remove their hats because they had a pro life message on them.
Yeah.
Now the Smithsonian ended up apologizing for that, but that was the reaction of a couple of their security guards there.
You got a left wing Barney Fife type.
Yeah.
I hate to use the name Barney Fife, which I hold in high esteem, but I didn't say left wing. With that kind of mentality,
right?
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issue. Today's Issue is the name of the show. Tim, Ed, Fred. Fred's gone. Steve's here. And Fred's not gone away forever. He's just gone from the show for this hour.
I saw him just a little bit ago.
Yes.
And he's okay.
Yes. He's okay. And Ray, go ahead, Steve.
All right, let's end here. I love a good comeback, especially, and this is what Twitter now, you can do a lot more of this with Elon having it. But I know you guys have been talking a little bit about the whole gay pride thing and the transgender thing. Well, Governor Kay Ivey of Alabama, she signed a bill that said that they will not allow men to compete on women's sports teams.
High
school and college.
And
this,
below.
This is the way ESPN reported it. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation on Tuesday that will ban transgender women from playing on female sports teams in college. This is Kay Ivey's response. Let me fix that. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation on Tuesday that will ban biological men, all caps, from playing on female, all caps, sports teams in college.
I would high five the governor of Alabama if I could reach Montgomery.
Yeah, right?
Because that is an all. She dunked on him.
Yes.
Right there. Because ESPN was trying to play this off like it was some kind of bigoted law.
You know, I'm done using the term biological men or any adjectives that makes it seem like it's anything other than men or boys competing on women's or girls' sports teams.
I think she would agree with you, but she was just making a point.
Yeah,
for now. She's saying, Governor Ivey's saying she fixed the ESPN.
Yeah. Let me fix that for you.
Yeah.
Well, and ESPN is pretty left wing.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to their political view and their cultural view.
Well, they're owned by Disney, you know.
Yeah. And yes,
their politics. Now, they have had some conservatives on there on ESPN who've spoken out against men playing women's sports.
Right.
But good for Governor Kay Ivey and good for the state of Alabama. You know, more and more we're a red state, blue state.
Country. Yeah.
Red states, as Sarah Huckabee.
Sanders
said, remember her response to Biden's State of the Union? She said, it's sane versus crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, remember that?
Yeah.
It was a great speech.
And that is true.
By her. And she said that. And this is another case in point here. A red state making a sane decision to keep sports separated by sexes. Only makes sense. It's only fair. All right, everybody, have a great afternoon and day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.